K-8-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw.
KS8BDT, KS8BDT, N8RHK. KS8BDT, KS8BDT, N8RHK. Nothing heard, KS8BDT. N8RHK, Chesapeake, Michigan will be clear.
K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw.
K-C-8-Y-V-F, mobile.
K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
KC8YVF, KC8VOA.
Good evening, Mr. Rick. How was your day today?
Chilly. Tried to stay on the warm side of the door as much as possible, but I had a few things I had to do outside, so get them done quick and get back in.
That's about it. When I got home from work yesterday, I was going to clean up a little bit of the drifted snow, and yeah, I decided not to. It was too cold. I just walked into the house and stayed there.
Well, I didn't clean mine up until today, and when I went to go clean it up today, the wife had drove through it, and it ended up being about like 4 inches of extremely hard pack that just would not come up easily.
No, I would imagine with the cold temperatures, if you pack that down, it's going to be solid. So I did get most of mine up. I don't have tracks in the driveway, at least a couple of spots where my daughter and son-in-law had parked the other day during it, but I got most of it up because I got it shoveled and the sun came out and kind of loosened it up, and then I came back with, I have an old steel coal shovel that's got a nice good edge on it, and that will get right under that stuff and lift it up, so that's what I did. It's heavier than heck, but I'll just slide it across and it'll dig up anything. When my parents moved out of, sold their house in Flint and moved down to Florida, I said, one thing out of the house I want is that old shovel. So I got it. It's been around for probably 60 plus years.
And it still works. Amazing, isn't it? Yeah. Try to do that with the shovel nowadays.
Oh yeah, this thing's made out of good heavy steel. And I can tip ice with it, I can dig stuff up, so when I want to get that stuff all the off the driveway, it'll work, it'll cut right under it. But yeah, there isn't anything out there like what this thing's made out of, so that's for sure. Yeah, I probably won't do anything tonight. I was going to sweep the porch off. It's got dusting on it. I didn't even get to that. I'm thinking it's just too frigid out there. So hopefully by the end of the week here, next week, I don't know, hopefully it warms up a bit so I can get back out there and clean a few things up. But, yeah, nothing on the agenda for tonight when I get home. I did a 3D print. I'm going to try it and see how that works out, and then I'll see if the club wants to do that for a project night, is to build a fused power pole four-way splitter, basically. So it's one input in and four input out with a fuse in it, up to a 20-amp fuse in it, and it's just a 3D printed case.
Well, that sounds neat. That does sound neat. Well, you're going to get home. You're probably going to find you got a surprise across the end of the driveway, just like I did today.
Yeah, I've seen that. My camera's caught the plows going through, so I'll probably drive through that again. That's always the bad part. And I try and take the snowblower and go down that west side of the driveway across the front of the house and clear that out, so what they're pushing isn't a lot into my driveway until it gets past mine.
Yeah, you get what they drag around the corner, though, too, so that doesn't help you out either. And I get what the neighbors don't clean up in front of theirs either, so... And I had a delivery vehicle to decide to drive up onto the snow mound and pack it all back down the road, knock it all down. And so I cleaned up that the best I could the other day, and hopefully got most of that taken care of, but the plow still brought a bunch of stuff back in the driveway there, so I got that cleaned up before it got driven over. All you have to do is drive over it and pack it down hard right now.
Yep, I'll see what I've got when I get home, get that cleaned up. And I got, I know UPS was by today, it got delayed. I got another package of some filament and supplies. I did a couple other projects for the kids and that, and I was waiting for some parts to come in and refills for the filament I was getting low on. The main things I use a lot of is black and white PLA and black and white PETG. So I try and keep at least one or two extra refills around, so if I get to the end of a project, I got something to refill it with.
Yep, speaking of deliveries, I need to go ahead and check on a mail order prescription. It was supposed to have been delivered. It has not been delivered. It was supposed to come via DHL. And that was supposed to have been Saturday, so I got to track that down.
Yeah, as I know, the shipment that came, weird thing, I put in an order, and one item came from Bamboo's warehouse in Texas, and that got delivered within like 3 or 4 days. And the other one from New Jersey sat there for 6 days because I just posted on UPS a site that weather delayed shipment, so it did arrive, did they finally? And that was my wife. My wife ordered something from Walmart, and it was kind of like it made it to this point, and then it made it to that point, and then it made it up to Flint, and then from Flint it went to Pontiac, and then from there it went some other place before it finally made it to Saginaw, and it's kind of like, what the heck, you know? So, yeah, sometimes you've got to track those down. I got one from a shipment from Amazon that hadn't even been processed yet. I ordered it last week, and it says it's not scheduled to ship until the 24th, or the ride between the 24th and the 28th. Well, that's 2 weeks. So this isn't on Prime stuff. It's regular shipment, but normally I never take them 2 weeks to get something to me. And again, there's some magnets and some screws and things to complete the kids' projects here.
Yep, I've had stuff arrive like that, and then they turn around, and then later on they make another shipment, and you call them, and
everything's okay on their end. So I don't know how it happens, but it happens.
Yeah, well, I just got to test the new brake lines coming through the intersection at Weiss and Bay Road. Some old guy just made a left-hand turn in front of me as I was coming through the light. I don't know how you miss a big red van, but he did. Whoa, that one got the heart going.
I hear you there. KCAVOA. Yeah, at least they didn't fail you.
No, just as I started into the intersection, I seen his wheels turn, and it wasn't like he gunned it to try and make it through. He just moseyed on through, and I had to just double feet onto the pedal here to get it to stop in time before I hit him broadside. Gotta love those guys that don't pay attention. Can't see a big red van, and okay, now what I got here? I got a big bag in the middle of the road of Weiss that's blowing around. I don't need that tucked underneath the vehicle or up against my grill. Had to go into the shoulder to get around that one. Boy, it's an interesting ride so far. I made it to Weiss in good shape, but now Weiss is posing some problems here.
Just wait until they have State Street all redirected over to Davenport. That's going to be an ugly mess.
Oh, yeah. That's just going to be an absolute nightmare. And once they do that, they're going to force them. A lot of them are going to get forced over onto Weiss. And I'll see how it is. If not, I'll be going west. And going like down Brockway out to 46, and then 46 by the Y, and then come north up through town. I have to leave 10 minutes early for work, but 10 minutes early rather than being stuck in that mess. So I hope they come up with some other plan, because that's not of course. What else do you do? It's right there at that split. So where do you direct everybody? You know, the only other thing is that the light to everybody to turn right and go down to either Brockway or all the way down to 46. And, people aren't going to do that. They're going to be cutting through subdivisions and whatever else to try and get through it down Genesee and Jameson and whatever.
Well, you can go down Shattuck as well. Take Shattuck on down and over to Michigan and up to 675. That'd be another alternative route.
Yeah, at least through there it's four lanes up until Bay Road and then down to just one going through and doing that and go down to Hermansaw down there and cut back. And that's a possibility. Kind of get around it. We'll just have to see. I got to go that way. It's no matter what. And I know there's one other person at work that lives out at the end of State Street, so they're going to have to come through that as well. But he said he normally drops, at least during summertime, he goes out to Grash and he drops his kid off out on probably Swan Valley or something, I guess, and then he comes in Grash anyhow to Washington and up through town. But so he said that won't really affect him because he doesn't go that way during the summer. He does, he goes down state, but not when school's in session, he's got to drop his kid off.
Yeah, unless you wanted to go all the way on down center to Cotchville and Cotchville all the way on up to get on 75 and get off on 81.
Yep, we'll figure out the best plan here once that starts to happen. We'll see how traffic patterns play out, is let everybody figure out the way that they want to go and then see what my best option is. But yeah, I may have to get up an extra half hour in the morning just to plan my route, so to get in by 8:30. All right, Rick, I'll let you go. I'm just about a block from home here. We'll go get on the warm side of the door, and that's probably where I'll stay for the rest of the night. I'll probably go down to the shop tonight, work on that little project, see how that works out, I asked Mike before, I said if people are interested, if the club would buy the power poles, because that's the expensive part, is those, because each one of the kits takes 5 power pole sets. So if we, you know, I print out 10 of them and we do 10, you know, there's 50 power poles right there. And cheapest place I could find them were Power Works, and it was like $53 for 50 of them, so... I don't want to try and front that expense.
Well, if someone wants to do the project bad enough, they ought to be able to flip a few bucks into it to cover the cost. That's only fair.
Yeah, if we do that, and that way we could recoup it, so do it that way. Ah, my driveway isn't too bad. I can drive through it. That's a good thing. Well, tomorrow I'm going to try and get the car out. I've been driving the van for the last 5 days here with the snowy stuff, and the car's been sitting in the driveway, so I'm going to park on the opposite side of the driveway so I can get the car out in the morning and use some fuel from that and warm up the air in the tire. So we'll talk to you later. KCAGOA, this is KCYVF.
Hey, Ron, you have a good night. KCYVF, KCAGOA.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.